BKB sent this to me yesterday. This is from an actual flight attendant. And now these videos are popping up everywhere as the horror stories. So this is what is going on in the not-so-friendly skies. She has a list of 20 things that you need to know before you buy a ticket to fly the unfriendly myocarditis skies. You know what number one is? And I'm going to get back to Tony Siragusa and Jalen Ferguson in just a moment. Things are not good, says this flight attendant. If your travel destination is less than 7 hours drive, and I'm not kidding, she says, don't fly. Drive. There is nothing enjoyable about flying right now or on any airline. If you must fly, keep reading. So, do the math. So if you can drive there, I'd say, why say 7 hours? Just say 8 hours. Most people can drive 8 hours in a day. I can drive 8 hours by myself. Hell, Mr. Barrett can drive 13 hours by himself. If it's an 8 hour drive, let's say average speed is 60 knots. You know what the difference between a mile and a nautical mile is? It's an interesting little conversation we could have someday. It's a measurement that should be used more than it isn't. When you hear knots, that means nautical miles. In any event, 8 hours, 60 mile an hour average. I'm including one or two pee breaks or whatever. So that would mean approximately 500 miles. So if your destination is 500 miles, drive it. You might even pull like a Cars from the movie Cars and do what me and Mrs. O'Connell do. Take the back roads. Or get off the interstate and take four-lane highways and just kind of chit-chat and stop at boudin shops and what have you and enjoy the ride. You know, it really is the only way to travel. Especially if you travel in modern airports. You've heard me whining about it for 15 years. I hate it. I despise it. So that's one of her pieces of advice. If it's less than an 8 hour drive, just drive it, dude. Because there's a 50%, she says in this little report, and I'll come back to it, she says there's a 50% chance your flight's going to get canceled on any given day. Doesn't matter what day it is or what airline it is. 50%. And she says if you're going to one of the airline's major hubs, like for US Air Charlotte, dude, if you're making a round trip, you're almost guaranteed one of your legs is going to be canceled. Now, the real question is, why are they getting away? How are they getting away with selling these bogus tickets? This is straight up fraud here. Believe me, I know. I'm not talking about someone this as an outsider. I've actually done this. It was said at the time, what is this, Mrs. O'Connell? Okay. Yes, we have big... gosh, there's so much to talk about here today. To the tweet you just put in the chat room, where's the... where's the woman who was going like, y'all just need to... Y'all just need to suck it up. There ain't nothing wrong with the economy. This economy is the greatest. You've been making money for 2 years. You need to suck it up and shut up. You ain't suffered enough. You have to hear this. Barrett, did you play this yesterday, Mr. Barrett? I think this is from yesterday afternoon. Okay, so here's the tweet in the chat room. James Melville, Ecuador. The economy has collapsed. The public are taking to the streets to protest against the cost of living crisis, cost of lockdown crisis. I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you in March of 2020, if you were listening to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, and I'm not talking about at the end of March. I told you in early March, my spidey sense combined with a little bit of a little assistance from Our Lady, I told you that the Corona Doom was rehearsed, it was practiced, and it was prepared for. That it was the launch of the New World Order, the New Deal, the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, whatever you wish to call it, and that this was the end game for the 500-year demonic plan. They had failed all the way up until the 16th century to kill off the Catholic Church and Christianity, and then make the world a whole, an unholy living pagan hell for all who lived. They had failed, and so they concocted a new plan, which was to kill it from the inside. They tried taking it down from the outside, and then they decided, look, why do you think the heresy of Muhammad for 1,000 years? That was an attempt to kill it from the outside. But our Lord went, I don't think I'm going to let you get away with that one at Lepanto. I don't think I'm going to let you get away with that at Malta. I kind of like the city of Vienna and Leopold. I don't think I'm going to let you get away with that one either. And every time they tried to kill it, and don't make, and look, you people out there, especially those of you that deny some of this history, that's not, you Catholics made all that, that's not true. No, it is true. Suleiman the Magnificent said that, he said it through Ali Pasha, who had Vienna surrounded by 120,000 Muslims, and about 30,000 of them were Janissaries, meaning special ops, primarily Christians that had been kidnapped by the Muslims and trained as warriors from the time they were little boys. He said, I'm going to ride into Vienna. I'm going to find you. I'm going to cut your head off. But before I do, I'm going to make you watch me treat your daughter and your wife like dogs. And I'm going to have relations with them like dogs do. And then I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill them. And then I'm going to go to the Vatican, and I'm going to do the same thing to Clement. And I'm going to put his head on a spike. Suleiman the Magnificent said pretty much the same thing. Ali Pasha, Ali Mustafa, all the great Mohammedan Ottoman commanders that were going to take out Christendom. They were going to kill the Pope, ransack Rome, and replace St. Peter's Cathedral and make it a mosque. Do not try and tell me or anyone else, because it's a lie and you don't know your history, that the Mohammedans weren't raised up to kill off the Christians. And they failed. So Beelzebub and the boys decided to take Christendom down from the inside. And they've been largely successful, and they're about at the end of it. But you know what happens at the end of it? Read the Josiah's website that I was reading to you about the politics of hell. The problem with being a demon is that you can't win. You never win. You're guaranteed a loss. You get a big giant L for eternity. I told you in March 2020, this is not the dress rehearsal. This is not the warm-up. This is not they're going to come and get us with Agenda 2030. They don't give a crap about Agenda 2030. They care about Agenda 2020. They cared then about Agenda 2021, and right now they're executing Agenda 2022. These people are not humans! I think it's important that you know this, because as I wrote in today's pile of prep, this isn't about survival as a nation. America's done. It's toast. But Hooterville can survive. Wharton, Texas can survive. Salado, Texas can survive. Longville, Louisiana walls in the West can survive. We can even flourish. In Florida, Jacqueline's. The Jacqueline estate farm and all that was around there, they can survive. We're like country boys. We're a Hank Williams Jr. song. And as it can't stop us out, you can't make us run. Wooden old boys raised on shotgun. The country won't make it. The government, toast. Even worse, gonna burn in hell. You can survive. You're Gloria Gaynor, you people. But you gotta start acting like it and thinking like it. So in March 2020, I told you, this is a broad-sided assault on moderately successful middle-class entrepreneurs. Why do they want to take us out? So you have to shop it. Look at who prospered, who's made trillions during the corona doom. Every major corporation. Do you know of any major service industry or big tech corporation that's gone under since the corona doom? I don't. I know a couple of million little guys did, though. Alex Jones knows all about it.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're freaking interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not freaking humans, okay? Hillary Clinton is a goddamn demon.
All right, Mr. Barrett put this into our Signal chat so that we could keep up with this. This is back in October the 9th, 2021. Southwest Airline pilots seek to block Corona Doom vaccine mandate. So there was a union. That's one of them. I thought there were two unions that said, no way, you're not going to force our pilots to do this. And look,
you see shares down about 2%.
Many pilots quit. You know why? Because pilots used to be Air Force guys. Pilots used to be military guys. Pilots are rough and tumble dudes for the most part. They're not a bunch of limp-wristed sissies.